It's important to note, Madam Speaker, that the International Monetary Fund, in its detailed assessment report issued in 2010, after they made some examinations in 2009 in St. Vincent and the Grenadines of our anti-money laundering regime, noted the following deficiencies in their Financial Action Task Force recommendations of the time, recommendations 23 and 29. They said that there are no powers or mechanisms to supervise, inspect, or enforce anti-money laundering compliance with respect to some of these money lending operations. And they said that we should review, if necessary, and if necessary, implement an authorization and supervisory regime for money lending businesses that are covered by anti-money laundering laws.